Hi, am I speaking with Tommy?
You are.
Hey, Tommy, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. How you doing this Tuesday?
Oh, just fine, sir. How are you?
Another day in paradise. Thank you for asking. Sorry I missed your call. I was just finishing up with another client.
I understand, sir. A friend of mine named James gave me your number.
Yeah, A1 contractors, right?
Exactly, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, and this is something I'd like to look into doing for my business.
Okay.
I'm just wondering, one of my questions is, when you list this on Google, how is our placement? How does that work?
So the package that James is on is a local search engine optimization. So what we're going to do, we created a Google business profile for him. That's already verified and live, right? And what is going to happen is we optimize it for up to 20 keyword phrases. So, like, we're talking about the map section specifically. So when these keywords are typed in, you'll show up as a top recommended option where they can click to call you or click to view your website from that first
page. Is it one of those sponsored ones?
No, no. So we do offer that. I'm the main person that sets up Google Guaranteed here. But what James is on currently is the local search engine optimization for the map section. We also created him a custom website, and he has social media retargeted ads running. He's on what we call our platinum package.
Okay.
Okay. So go ahead.
I was going to say, okay. Now, as far as the – so how does that – so, like, see, I'm a cab driver.
Okay.
And I like to, correct, taxi.
Okay.
And I like to be, make sure that when they type in taxi, cab, transportation, you know, I come out to be that one of the top ones, or if not the first one.
Right.
Is that how it's going to be, or?
That is how it's going to be. Now, it's not like a overnight thing though, right? So what's going to happen, the first month is a lot of setup. So within 7 to 10 days of startup, we're going to have you submitted to Google, Bing, Yahoo, Apple, and Meta, which is Facebook and Instagram. We make you the owner, too, of all those directories. We're just added on as a manager. That way we can optimize them for you. Within 7 to 14 days of sign up, your Google listing is going to be live and fully optimized. That isn't first page placement yet. That just means we have the keywords embedded in the Google page. And we have, like, your posts running and all that stuff. Also, in the 7 to 14-day mark, you'll have social media ads running for you. So they will be able to see you on Facebook and Instagram. And we'll have a custom website design up and running for you. Now, to circle back to your question, for you to show up when somebody does a search, the timeline we send you in writing for that is 30 to 45 days.
Okay.
Okay.
Now,
go ahead.
Go ahead. Please go ahead.
Oh, I just want to see what you have out there now. What's the company name?
I don't have anything out there. I just, I bought the domain.
Okay.
It's a Cabco SATX.
Like Cabco.
Taxi. Yeah, SATX.
SATX. Like San Antonio, Texas, right?
Exactly.
Got it. So with you not having anything out there, you would think that's bad, but it's actually better, right? Because you're kind of like a blank disk, so we don't have to go in and fix a bunch of your listings. All we'll have to do is submit it properly to start, so you should see ranking even faster. And then I heard you say, too, you purchased a domain already, right, for the website?
Correct.
Okay. So you can use that same domain. What we would do is we walk you through how to add us on as manager to it. So you still own it. We're just added on as a manager. That way we could write the content on the domain for you.
Okay.
Okay. What's the domain name that you purchased?
That's it. The CabcoSATX.com.
Okay. Got it. Perfect. I thought that was the business name. My bad.
It is. It is the business name as well.
Okay, so Cabco SATX, and then the domain's CabcoSATX.com. Perfect.
Correct.
Okay. Now, what you will need, and I know obviously, you know, you're a mobile service, right? It's not like a brick and mortar. But we will need an address to pin verify you at on Google. And for transportation services, what we do is we hide the address online. That way you don't have random people showing up at your house. They'll just click to call you directly.
Okay.
What's the best address for you for us to pin verify you at?
I tell you what, let me hold on to that, man. I have a friend of mine that has an office.
Okay.
And let me okay it with him to see if I can use his address.
Okay.
Let's do it. It's 2244.
Okay.
Austin Highway. Austin, and then Highway.
Got it. San Antonio 78218.
78218, yes.
Is there a suite number or anything?
No.
Okay. Let me do a search real quick because can't list multiple businesses at the same location, okay? So let me just...
Okay, it should be two of them. It should be Panda Motors and Alpine Auto.
I see that. Panda Motors, Alpine Auto. Hold on. Let me check the address on both of these.
They're saying
244 Austin Highway and then Alpine Auto.
The Alpine Auto used to be mine.
Gotcha.
But I closed it down. It's not a business anymore.
Got it. Now you're doing transportation services.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So let me see. Let me make sure it comes up in our system. 22. It does. Okay. So you should be good. We just have to do a different phone number for the PIN verification. What we'll do is we can still hide the address online because you don't have people actually go to the office, right?
Yeah, it's not a retail. It's not
right. Okay. Yes. Yeah. So we'll still, even though you have an office location, we'll hide that address online for you, if that makes sense.
Okay.
You know?
Perfect. Yeah.
This phone number, the 210-844-5555, is that the best number for them to call you at? Like your potential.
Well, I haven't, like, the same number to that Alpine Auto, I still have that 210-255-2400.
Okay, let me see. Yeah, 210-255-2400. Okay, let me ask you, do you, you still have access to this Google listing?
I never did it. I don't know how it happened.
Okay, Alpine Auto, and you have the 210-255-2400. So, let me tell you, with using that number, because you can't, like, to give you an example, one of our clients is Extra Space Storage, right? They have 1,600 locations nationwide. We have to use a different phone number on each location because Google doesn't allow you to use the same number on multiple. So what we can do, we could do a claim process, right? It's still the same timeline, 7 to 14 days. But if Alpine Auto, so that one's completely, like, you're not running that business anymore, right?
No, it's done. Okay. Yeah, it's done. Okay. Yeah.
So what we can do is get you ownership of your Google page, add us on as a manager, right? And then we can change it over to the Cabco CATX, if that makes sense.
SATX.
Yeah, SATX. Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I mean, whatever we need to do. Yeah, whatever.
Okay. Got you. I'm just, yeah.
I mean, I like to use...
Yeah.
Yeah. The only reason I really like to use that phone number is simply because it's a landline, and I'm able to forward it.
Oh, good. Okay, that makes sense.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's the main reason I want to be able to use that without, like, I don't, it's okay for you guys. I wouldn't mind using this phone number, but if I were to ever forward that number to another cab driver, like in the nighttime, so they can answer the calls and stuff.
Right.
They would also get my personal calls, and that's what I'm trying to avoid, that, you know, so I can...
Right. No, that it'd be better for sure to use that landline then, you know, I agree.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. That way you don't have, you know, your mom calling the...
Exactly.
The other captain.
Exactly. Exactly. Sure. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So we do like to send you everything in writing too via email. What's the best email address for you, Tommy?
CapcoSATX@CapcoSATX.com.
Got it. All right. CapcoSATX@CapcoSATX.com. Okay. So the email that's going to come through is going to be titled Google and Facebook Marketing. I could get you in the same rate that, you know, James is under too with A+. Basically, the rate is it's month to month, no contracts, and it's a set flat rate. So there's no, like, hidden fees. That's going to be at $299 a month.
Okay.
All right.
Is there any kind of, like, can you guys help me with anything to see, like, at the beginning to see if this is going to work for me? I just want to make sure this works.
Right. So that's why we make it month-to-month no contracts. A lot of, because we're a Google Premier partner, right, which is the highest level of partnership you could reach with Google. A lot of the other Premier partners put you on like a three-month contract or sometimes longer. Our company, we've been around 19 years, so we really like back our work, right? We make it month-to-month no contracts because we're confident once you see the results, you'll stick it out with us. But we don't offer like a free trial, if that makes sense. Like the $299 would be due to get the ball rolling on everything, you know?
Okay. Now will this bucket, and it'll be like from today, every month, $299, like without even being on Google or anything being done?
No, everything's being done. So 7 to 10 days, again, your initial directory submissions are done. And let me tell you like this too, all our timelines, we like to under-promise and over-deliver, right? So you could see results faster. But 7 to 10 days, your initial directory submissions are done to Google, Bing, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, Apple, and Meta, which is just Facebook and Instagram. Within 7 to 14 days, the claim process will be done for your Google listing, and we'll have it changed over and fully optimized. Also, your website will be up and running, and your social media retargeted ads will be running on Facebook and Instagram. Within 30 to 45 days of startup, you're going to be ranking on the first page of Google for your keyword phrases.
Okay.
You know, like transportation service near me, you know, a taxi company, like they'll go over those in the client interview, but you'll have 20 keyword phrases total that you're being optimized for.
Okay. Because from what I understand, James is telling me his is still not even popping up yet.
Yeah, so James is just at 4 weeks, you know, so give me 1 second. Let me pull his account back up.
Boom, boom, boom. I mean, I realize $300 is not extremely a lot of money, but for someone starting a business, you know, and just being going out of business, it's a little, you know, that's what I'm trying to, you know, see if it's.
Yeah, so with James, he has Facebook ads running. He's had a total of 83 clicks already. The website is up and running. The listings are done, and the Google listings live and optimized. Basically, what we're waiting for is for him to start ranking now. And he has a 30 to 45 day time frame. So everything we do correlates to your ranking. The website we create, the directories we submit you to, the social media ads, and the Google listing, we're using all the same keyword phrases that we're targeting you for on Google, and that's when you'll start ranking. So it's not like an overnight thing. It's a process to get up there.
Okay. Okay. So for sure, I'll be listed as the first in the first page.
We can't guarantee the first position. Just to clarify,
no,
we're
understand
talking about
that.
The first
yeah.
page of Google. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Usually, how many pages or how many listings is on the first page?
There's a total of 20. There's only 3 in the map section, though. And that's where we're talking about targeting you.
Okay, that's where you plan on putting me?
Yes, sir. Correct.
The top 3?
In the map section. Yes, sir.
Okay. So when you go in, like I type in Google and I put taxi near me, I would be one of the top 3?
In the map section. Yes, sir.
What is a map? What do you mean by a map section?
So at the very top of the page, you're going to see Google Guarantee.
Got you. That's where it shows the map and all that?
No. So there's Google Guarantee that shows up at the very top. It'll say sponsor. And then you have Google Ads below that, which is pay per click. And then you have the map section. So what we're talking about is the map section.
Okay. Do you think this is going to work for me? Do you think I'm going to get calls for taxis? I mean.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we can't guarantee, obviously, like a specific amount of calls. But what you're getting is a placement, you know.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Because, I mean, I don't know. Can you, like, type in, I mean, taxis or cab in San Antonio and see what you think of who comes up, because there's a bunch of other people that have got listings, like individuals like me.
Yeah, there's I typed it in just a little bit ago, but give me a second, this is the wrong location. Okay, so I have
now you might want to put in San Antonio, Texas.
Yeah, I always do. I always do.
Okay.
For some reason, though, it's giving me the wrong results. Hold on.
If you tell me some of the cabs that are listed at the top, I can tell you if they're the right place or not.
Yeah, it's the wrong place that I have pulled up. It's showing me taxis, okay. Burrattos, you know? So give me one quick second here.
You freak me out, man. You call me from a local number.
Yeah, we use a voice over internet number. So
basically, you got a voice?
Yeah, basically it redirects our number to a local number. But we're based out of Fountain Valley, California.
Okay.
Just bear with me. It's still giving me... Oh, this is correct. Hold on. Okay, so yeah, it's Taxi Burrattos is showing up. A1 Taxi
no.
Cab. No.
No, that's not the right place.
I did Taxi Near Me. Is it what keyword are you looking at right now?
Yeah, but wouldn't you, since you're in California, wouldn't you put Taxi Cab San Antonio, Texas? It would bring you up.
I did Taxi Near Me in San Antonio, Texas. Let me do Taxi Cab. Give me a second.
Or just put, I don't know. I put in taxi.
Mine's showing National
Cab. There you go.
Alamo
City. National Cab.
And then Yellow Cab, San Antonio.
Those are the ones.
Yeah, so if you do Taxi Near Me, you'll see the ones that I just mentioned. So that was the issue, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, so to answer your question, National Cab, 256 reviews, 3.4 rating. They have a website, right? Alamo City Taxi, 4.2 rating, 98 reviews, website. Yellow Cab San Antonio, 2.3. So obviously, we're going to help you with the Google reviews too. We do that in multiple ways. You'll have on your website a review function where they could just click it to leave a review. You'll also have like a tiny URL that you're able to send your clients. And in your client dashboard, which is like your tracking and reporting system that we provide you, you'll have in there a request review function where you just put your client's name, their email or phone number. You can do it on the spot even. And what that will do is send them a link right there, which makes it easy on them to just click on it and leave a review. So you're going to want to obviously boost your reviews. That's part of the process of what we do, because currently you don't have anything online, you know. But, we could definitely get you up in this area. We just have to get started on it, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. What do I need to do to, like, get this going, or what is it that we need to do?
So the first step, right, that's what I kind of already started doing, is filling in the business information, but I need to finish doing that, like the service radius you want to come up in, the services you provide, right? Then what will happen is we're going to schedule a client interview with your assigned technician. This is the person actually doing your keywords, your website, your social media ads, so they'll go over all that with you in detail. Before the client interview is scheduled, though, I do have to secure billing information and read you a voice verification outlining, you know, that everything's month-to-month, no contracts. And you're also going to get your confirmation emails, your welcome email, initial invoice, and login credentials for your tracking system.
Okay. Now, I hate to do this to you, man. I'm definitely interested in doing this, but... my daughter has a tennis tournament at 3:30 that I need to go to.
Okay.
And she just texted me. I forgot about it, and she just texted me. How late are you open, or what can we do for me to?
Yeah, so we're here till 6 p.m. So we're 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time, which is 7 to 4 Pacific.
So you're in the,
I'm
in Central too, so you're in the same time.
No. I always go over your guys' time. We're Pacific time, so we're 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific.
I got you. Okay. So 9 to 6 my time.
9 to 6 your time. Yes, sir.
Got you. Okay. Let me get this over with, and then I'll call you back. And then now,
Is your will your website people be able to do like to where they can even reserve cabs online?
They can. So it's optional. It's included though at no additional charge. We could put together a scheduling feature on there for you where they can book an appointment, and what's going to happen is you're going to get a notification that an appointment was booked.
Right, right. That was mine.
Which you're in your industry, you're probably going to need to be pretty quick on those, you know. So
exactly. Yeah. Will the notification be through an email or through a text?
It comes via email and text, but you'll have a landline set up. So what we'll probably do is just set your cell phone up for the notifications. That way, you get the email, the text. And also the app you have through us for the client dashboard, you'll have a notification on there as well.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, and then when they call my number through this, will it go through that? It'll say like, you know, call from Google customer or something, or will it go directly to me?
So you have the option of a call tracking number, which forwards to your phone, right? Or you can use your phone number, right? So either way, the call tracking number, the benefit of doing that is it blocks out like robocalls and spam calls from coming through. And all the calls are like recorded too. So if you want to use them for like training purposes, or if you miss an address or something, you could always go back to the calls, you know?
I got you. Like I have access to those.
You do. Like James has a call tracking number set up on his, so he could go into his dashboard and he could listen to the call recordings on each call. But it's optional. You know, you don't have to set one up, but we do recommend it basically to try to cut out all those spam calls from coming through too. You know.
I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, buddy. Let me get this going with my daughter, my man. And as soon as I'm done, if I don't get a hold of you by the end of today, before 6 o'clock, I will get a hold of you and we'll definitely get this going.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
Once I'm locked in at the 300, is it stays at the 300 10 years down the line?
It does. It does actually. So that $299 monthly, it doesn't go up on you. It's a set flat rate.
Okay. So for like, let's say in 15, 20 years, I'm still with you guys. There is no raise in that.
Well, I can't tell you on 20 years, but 19 years, yes. we have some clients that have been with us for like the past 18, because we've been in business 19 years, and they're locked in at the rate they started at.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay.
But the answer is yes, correct.
Okay. All right, let me get this over with, man. Let me take her to her tennis tournament and stuff.
All right, good luck.
In touch with you. Now,
tennis is a tough sport.
Does James get a referral fee or anything with this?
He does. So after your second month of billing, he gets a free month of service. Is the way it works.
Okay. All right. So just once again, you think when you typed in that taxi ad, you think in a few months I will be listed at the top three?
Yeah, like 30 to 45 days is what we send you in writing. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you. And then as far as my Facebook and stuff, I don't have any of that.
We're going to create it for you. So what's going to happen is the Facebook, we're going to create you a business page. We will need a personal page from you, though, to send you the ownership request. We don't go into your personal page. We just send you an ownership request so you own your business Facebook page. And then we're going to run the Facebook ads for you.
Okay. How about all of this, since if I ever quit, do all these Facebooks and everything, Instagram and all that, I own them?
You own them. The directories that we create for you, you own them. We're just added on as a manager. So if you were to cancel at any time, you would still keep ownership of all that. But if you did cancel, the social media ads would obviously come down because we're not paying Meta on your behalf. The Google listing, we won't continue optimizing it, so you're gonna see it like fall down in the rankings. And then your website, you own the domain obviously, but for the content, we give you two options. You could either pay us $49 a month to continue hosting the website, or you could pay $99 to buy it out.
I got you. Okay. Sounds good. Sounds good. Okay. Now, how often do you guys optimize the Google? How does that work? Is it like a weekly thing or?
It's a weekly thing, so they do weekly posts, but we're monitoring it. Like, we have a team that does our search engine optimization, and they're monitoring it daily, you know. But the posts are done weekly, and that's what's needed to keep you optimized on Google, you know.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Let me get this over with, and I'll be in touch with you, man. I definitely need to do something like this to get my business going.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I look forward to working with you, Tommy. You have a great rest of your day.
Absolutely.
I'll talk to you later. All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.